So we kind of want to know, what do you got going for the weekend? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Caleb, I want to start with you because you're actually not calling a high school football game tonight?
I am not, and it's felt kind of blissful all week long that I knew I didn't have to work until late. Because usually, I mean, on a Friday, I get here and I don't get home till probably 11:30 at night. And yeah, I feel just like footloose and fancy free.
I guess,
Friday.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Now, we still do have football tonight on our sister station, WOGO, 6:40 p.m., McDonald High School, hosting Phillips, Elijah Freeman, and Mark Maloney on the call. But, yeah, yours truly not going to be out there.
And that eight-man football can be pretty entertaining. So
yeah, tune in.
Yeah, we have all kinds of homecoming frivolity happening. The Altoona homecoming's this weekend, so we're going. Grandpa Wayne's coming into town. We're going to the parade this afternoon. We're going to the game tonight, and then tomorrow, me and my big ideas. Tomorrow there is a group of freshman high school students coming to my home, and we are serving them Mexican food. So for dinner,
all right,
before the dance. So we're making carnitas and fajitas, and yes,
that
I have
sounds delicious.
I will have my home invaded, and I will throw food at them to make them happy, and then they will go to a dance.
Really? Well, and you're gonna help them save, because a lot of times they drop some serious coin at the area restaurants.
Right,
for that, so.
And that was just it. It was like organizing everybody and getting them to a restaurant or to something. And finally, I just caved and said, you know what? Why don't you all just come here?
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad will make dinner for everyone. I think I'm gonna invite the parents over for the last little part of it to take pictures.
Help
and
clean up.
Then feed them as well. Like, we'll ship the kids off and we'll all sit around and eat and visit and talk about our kids.
Well, you say Grandpa Wayne is coming.
Yes.
I've got my mom and stepdad are coming from suburban Milwaukee, and they've done this just about every year for quite a while. But it changes now, right? Our kids are between like 14 and 19 years old. It used to be they come, we go to the hotel, order in some food, kids go swimming. Well, it's a little different. I mean, maybe some may swim, but it seems like that's not going to be quite as enthusiastically received. So I'm trying to think of what's some kind of activity we can do. And I'm kind of thinking miniature golf or bowling as a possibility to precede the dinner. But then there's tomorrow. So there's one more meal then before we leave. Now, they could certainly come to our house, but typically we go somewhere. It used to be Mike's Smokehouse. That hasn't been for a long time. Someplace that's not just a chain restaurant. Any ideas in the Chippewa Valley? Where do you go? You take somebody from out of town to say, hey, here's Chippewa Valley fare.
Ooh, here's Chippewa Valley. Well, I mean, if you're looking for just like a little fun lunch place, the Nostalgic Bean in Altoona is
she going to suggest anything that's not
I knew it was going to be Altoona. She's
sorry,
the Altoona.
It's amazing.
No, I have heard good things
about
that.
No, I mean, just phenomenal. So, I mean, that's fun. But also, the Olsons in downtown Eau Claire, their menu is unbelievable.
Not just ice cream.
It's not just ice cream. They have all kinds of little, like, egg soufflés and coffees and omelette.
May I suggest
waffles.
Barbecue Express in Chippewa Falls?
Oh, there you go.
Actually, Carl, who works up at the Eagles Club a lot of times with the Leading with Power events, so that's his restaurant, is Barbecue Express, and phenomenal. Really enjoyed it. Plus, there's coupons floating out and about for $5 off 20. So,
but if you're looking for an activity tomorrow, I mean, all the apple orchards are just in prime form. I would say apple orchard touring. And a lot of them have, you know, like petting zoos and corn mazes and all kinds of stuff.
The weather forecast may have something to say about that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Bottom of the hour here.
But there's also the Fall Splendor Art Meander and the Western Wisconsin Pottery Tour and the Ukraine Artist thing going on too this week. So, I mean, if they're like art people, there's all kinds of art activities.
Oh, I think okay. I don't think we're probably going to do the pottery tour, but all right. Yeah.
You're honestly, this is like the fire hydrant when you're like, Hillary, what's going on in the community this weekend? There's a Ukrainian pottery tour. Did I just mix
it's
up
not
two?
A Ukrainian. You just merged two.
No.
It's a real
peanut butter.
Nesting dolls, but nesting pots.
Wait, you got peanut butter in my chocolate. You got Ukraine in my pottery.
I'd go. It's 7:48 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Friday morning, 60 degrees in the Chippewa Valley, and it's time where we give you that public service we provide every single Friday around this time. We aggregate, conglomerate all the different headlines of the week, and we give it to you in condensed form. Here we go.
It was a busy week. Taylor Swift canceled a performance at a horse racing event in Australia
heard about that.
After pressure from an animal rights group.
I can relate because people are always trying to pressure me not to sing, too.
Happens. In Michigan, a new world record was set with a 690-pound ball of lint.
Wow.
Yeah, if you think that ball of lint is huge, you should have seen the cat that spit it up.
So I can relate to this. Students at Indiana University built the world's largest 14-foot paper mache sculpture.
For material, they used their late payment notices from their student loans.
Got a lot of those.
Nice.
The U.S. expelled two Cuban diplomats for spying this week. Now, listen, if they want to live in the U.S. and yet do things that pose a threat to national security, they should do what everyone else does. Run for office.
A technology pioneer warns that we are only 6 months to 1 year away from deep fake videos that could fool anyone.
Yikes.
So be extra suspicious if you see a video of Red Sox fans and Yankee fans holding hands or the members of Congress getting work done.
Fake news. A model at Gucci's latest fashion show was upset that Gucci models were made to wear straitjackets. So that was probably the most normal looking thing of the show, I'm guessing.
San Francisco's fabled cable cars are back on the street after several days of repair. In fact, they've added a new service. If you're really nice, the trolley takes you to see King Friday in the land of make-believe.
Nice!
I think this is leading up to the Tom Hanks, Mr.
Yes.
Rogers movie.
Yes! Google appears to have made a huge breakthrough in quantum computing. Their machine solved a problem in less than 4 minutes that would take a top supercomputer 10,000 years. But I'll bet they still can't figure out my cell phone fees.
Probably not. Yeah. Exciting news out of Hollywood. Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill have all agreed to return for Jurassic World 3. It's going to be a blockbuster. Another dinosaur movie. It seems like lately there have been a lot of dinosaurs on the big screen, like Terminator, Rambo 14, or whatever it was.
Hey, according to a survey, women still do most of the grocery shopping and most of the cooking.
Yeah, in fact, most of them were still too busy to take the survey. A Florida man has set a new world record with nail extensions that measure 4 feet.
How are you supposed to congratulate him since he obviously can't shake his hand?
Yeah,
that is quite the quandary. And finally, the dog breeder who came up with the Labradoodle, very popular, says he now regrets the fad that he released upon our world. He said the only thing that allows him to sleep at night is the fact that he didn't also invent the boy band. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Speaking of Chippewa Falls and the community, we have three pastors in studio with us, Havel.
Three great pastors, actually. Mike Houle from Valley Vineyard, and we've got Carl Hansen here from Harvest Time Chippewa Falls, and Perry Paul Nasek from Fellowship Church at Chippewa Falls meets at Mycon Cinema. And an exciting event going on 1 week from tomorrow, Perry, at Parkview Elementary out near the fairgrounds, which I guess this is the Touch Twice United Clinic that you had up that nonprofit. And that's gone on at Landmark for a number of years, but now they're kind of sharing with some other churches, right?
Yeah, it seems like God's up to something unique and different, where Love Chippewa is just a kickoff event for a group of churches. There are over 12 and growing. Looking to integrate to each other and then trying to, as leaders, pastors, challenge our churches to further integrate with the rest of our community.
Great. And now all of these churches are throughout Chippewa Falls area, correct?
Yep. And Hallie, so Landmark, United Methodist in Hallie is part of it. And we're not close to anyone, but we really wanted to focus our attention on Chippewa, the city and the county.
So again, this comes up Saturday, October 5th, Love Chippewa Free Clinic. So in a nutshell, what's going on this day, Perry?
So it's first come, first serve, no questions asked. We don't care if you drive up in a Mercedes-Benz or if you have to walk your way there. We're going to greet you with great love, respect, dignity, and care. And we want to meet as many of your needs as we can possibly meet that are practical. Some of those are medical, vision and eyeglasses, chiropractic, memory care, if there's dementia or Alzheimer's concerns, we have a screening for that. We have addiction and family dynamics counseling. We have foot care. We have car care. We have food. We have clothing, winter coats, boots, and hats. And there's going to be a meal and some groceries.
So coming up after the break, why don't we talk some more about the twofold way that people can get involved with this. One is as volunteers. I think they need folks for the Love Chippewa event. But then also, hey, this is open to any and all, as Perry was saying. So more coming up. As many as 12 different churches joining together next Saturday at Parkview Elementary School in Chippewa Falls out near the fairgrounds, 10 to 2. And we've got three different pastors in studio. Let's hear from Mike Houle, Carl Hansen, and Who are we looking for? I mean, it seems like there's a couple of different ways you're putting out the word here today in terms of people to put this on their schedule for next week. Right, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for anybody and everybody. As far as volunteers, anybody who would just like to serve, to step in and fill a gap in multiple different areas, whether it's serving food or being an advocate, is basically walking around with the family the entire day and just sharing God's love and just being there as somebody that they can lean into and be able to be helped by.
Have you seen one of these unfold before?
We did a few of them about 10, 12 years ago at Harvest Time Church when I was just starting to come to Harvest Time. So it was a beautiful thing to be able to watch people come through the church and the church step up and be a part of what the community is doing.
And Mike Hull, I know you guys have been a part with Valley Vineyard, you've been a part of a lot of different outreaches. And have even been a part of some of these in the past, right?
Correct. We did about four or five for 4 years in a row about probably 8 years ago. They're amazing events, but it takes a lot of hands and feet to do it. And that's the incredible part about having 12 churches.
Now, if you're interested in volunteering at this event, should they contact you in advance, maybe get a feel for it? Can they just show up? What are your needs?
Yes. No, there's multiple ways to do this. You can go on to our Love Chippewa website and register right there. You can, if you're in a local church and they're a part of it, you can let your pastor or your staff or whoever sign-up system they have there, and they can get you registered. Or you can show up the day of, too, and we can register you right there as well. We're looking for volunteers between 8 and 9 to show up.
Awesome.
Very good. Again, this is the Love Chippewa Free Clinic that's coming October 5th, 10 to 2. It's at Parkview Elementary.
As we wrap it up, though, I think something that's exciting behind the scenes is at a time of such great division socially, politically, spiritually, to have pastors meeting for lunch. And this has really grown out of that, right? Any of you to tackle that?
Yeah, absolutely. It has grown from last November was the first time that we really started meeting together as pastors. And it started out as right around 11, 12, and then it shifted into something much more beautiful.
It's been an amazing journey. The pastors coming together, I think when we want to see the body of Christ work together, to see 12 churches as we are, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And when you can see us do that together, it's an amazing thing. And I think it starts with the leadership. And when we can see that, hey, we love each other, we care for each other, that I think is a statement in and of itself.
Because there's a lot of different denominations, and it's all coming together here. Love Chippewa, the name of it, next Saturday, 10 to 2, Parkview Elementary School. So again, where's the contact if people want to learn more, get involved in one way?
You can go to either our Facebook page or our website at Love Chippewa.
All right.
And we shared the Facebook page last night on the WWIB radio Facebook page as well. So check out that event and get in touch. Perry Polnasek and Mike Hull and Carl Hansen, thank you so much for joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show.
So I read about this applying to other states. You always hear these stories of people, you know, coming by a windfall of some sort because they have unclaimed money and scammers call you. Okay, but for realsies, okay, seriously, for realsies, I just went to the state of Wisconsin Department of Revenue, like legit website.
I never go to their website other than when I'm filing my taxes.
Well, there's an unclaimed property section there.
Okay.
Okay. And you search it and you search the database for it. And all you do is you put in your last name, your first name, your middle initial, and you click search. And
yes,
it'll pop up and tell you if you have unclaimed property.
Oh.
So I did this for me. I have no unclaimed property.
I'm sorry.
But then I thought, well, I'm married.
Two shall become one.
I did this for my spouse. He has unclaimed property.
Really? How much?
It just says less than $10. But I don't care.
What
That's
a windfall.
That's like a couple gallons of milk. Hey, it's
or
a couple
gallons
of milk.
It takes... yeah, or, how do you clean this?
I have no idea yet, and I don't even know if it's worth it. But I was a nice coworker, and I thought, Caleb, let me enter your information.
Please. I mean, is this going to be like a long wait, maybe when they keep overcharging me for taxes again and again?
I feel like you need a drum roll.
Is this going to be a down payment on something?
Caleb.
Okay. Drum roll?
Yeah.
How much unclaimed money do I have, state of Wisconsin?
Zero!
Oh!
I'm really sorry.
Rats.
But my husband has less than 10 bucks, and that's better than nothing.
It, you know what? It truly is.
Maybe we'll go for ice cream. And now he's like skeptically messaging me back saying he thinks I'm a scammer, that someone hacked my account.
You have unclaimed money.
I'm
less
like,
than
you have unclaimed money. Here's a link.
Please send your social security number.
No, you don't have to do that. It's all good. Head over to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.